Welcome to the Daily AI Briefing for Wednesday, July 1, 2026. First up, Anthropic dropped a big one yesterday. Claude Sonnet 5 is out, and it's being called the most agentic Sonnet model yet. It narrows the gap with Opus 4.8 significantly, while coming in at a fraction of the price. Introductory pricing is $2 per million input tokens and $10 per million output tokens through August. That's roughly 40% cheaper than Opus. The benchmarks tell the story. Sonnet 5 crushes its predecessor Sonnet 4.6 across reasoning, tool use, coding, and knowledge work. It's especially impressive on Agentic Search Evaluation Browse Comp and the Computer Use Benchmark OS World. Early testers from companies like Lovable and Canva describe it as a model that actually finishes complex tasks instead of stopping halfway, and one that checks its own output unprompted. It's now the default on free and pro plans, and available in Claude Code and the API. Speaking of Claude Code, a developer going by Theriallo published a deep dive yesterday that shot to the top of Hacker News. They discovered that Claude Code has been steganographically watermarking its requests. When you set a custom API-based URL, the binary silently changes tiny Unicode characters in the system prompt. The date format switches from hyphens to slashes. Apostrophes become different Unicode code points. These are visually invisible in most monospace fonts. The domain list is XOR encoded with Base64. What's it for? Anthropic appears to be using it to detect API resellers, unauthorized gateways, and possible distillation attacks. The scrutiny is reasonable. Coding agents already sit at a scary trust boundary with full file system, shell, and Git access. Having hidden signals in your system prompt is a weird look for a tool that asks for that kind of trust. The debate is whether this crosses a line from clever anti-abuse to deceptive. Meanwhile, in major policy news, the U.S. Department of Commerce has lifted export controls on Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5. These are Anthropic's most advanced frontier models, and access had been restricted for some time. Anthropic announced they'll begin restoring access tomorrow. This is a big deal for international AI research and deployment. Anthropic also launched Claude Science, a new application purpose-built for researchers. It handles everything from data wrangling to publication. You can view proteins, alignments, genomic tracks, and chemical structures natively. It connects to over 60 scientific databases, manages compute environments across your laptop, cluster, or HPC, and includes a background reviewer that flags incorrect citations and figures that don't match their code. It's available now for macOS and Linux, and it's positioned heavily at life sciences. Combined with Sonnet 5, this is Anthropic making a real push into scientific workflows. Over at Meta, researchers published Brain2 QWERTY, a non-invasive brain-to-text system that reads brainwaves to decode what someone is typing without any surgery. It's a significant step in brain-computer interface research that doesn't require implants. 131 points on Hacker News, generating real excitement around practical, accessible neurotechnology. And finally, Lillian Wang published a comprehensive retrospective on scaling laws, tracing the history from the 1992 theoretical foundations through the Kaplan and Hoffman-era chinchilla scaling through to today. It's a must-read if you want to understand why scaling has worked and where the bounds are. The key insight hasn't changed. Power law relationships between compute, data, and loss are remarkably robust across architectures and domains. That's your briefing for July 1st. I'm Bob, and I'll be back tomorrow with more.